This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the significance of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z Show. Dear listeners, this is Ali, and in today's episode of A to Z, we're going to be talking about the traits of a true revolutionary. Brothers and sisters, Imam Khamenei, in one of his speeches, explained five traits of true revolutionary. Somebody who wants to stay on the path of Imam Khomeini and on the path of Imam Khamenei, and that divine path that has been actually explained and crafted by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and Quran, they need to have these five traits exist in them. And that will turn them into a true revolutionary. What are those five traits? The first trait is staying committed to the founding principles and foundation of the Islamic Revolution. We have already discussed this point. The second trait is setting the ideals of the Islamic Revolution as goals and aspire to achieve them. The third is being committed to the independence of the country. The fourth is being sensitive with respect to the enemy and its plots and refrain from following them. Last but not the least, the fifth one is acquire religious and political piety. Brothers and sisters, in upcoming episodes, we will discuss all five of them. Today, we are talking about the second of these traits, which is setting the ideals of the Islamic Revolution as goals and aspire to achieve them. Well, the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979 was never simply a movement to acquire power and decision-making authority over the country. This is not what it was all about. It was there, but that was not the real factor for what the Islamic Revolution came about. It was far more, brothers and sisters. Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayh, had a global vision, and this vision continues to be gradually realized under the careful and guiding hand of his successor, Imam Khamenei, hafadahullah. From the very beginning, Imam Khomeini unwaveringly supported the oppressed people of Palestine. Today, the Islamic Revolution's influence and inspirational mission stretches across Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Nigeria, Lebanon, Palestine, Pakistan, and beyond. A rapidly rising number of freedom movements are being founded, movements based on the fundamental teachings of the Islamic Revolution. Welcome back, dear listeners. Despite the fact that the Islamic Revolution of Iran espouses values of freedom and justice, not everyone within the country understands the system's principle of unconditionally supporting the oppressed, wherever they may be. Many fail to realize that the Islamic Revolution is designed to expand the Islamic government in order to create an Islamic system, which in turn expands into an Islamic society. This society will one day blossom into a full-fledged Islamic civilization. So these are the steps, brothers and sisters. These are those ambitions and goals. This is where we are headed. These are the aspirations of the Islamic Revolution. And they come from the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Imam Khamenei. From Islamic government, Islamic system, to Islamic society, to Islamic civilization. This is what we're talking about. The leader, Imam Khamenei, also pointed out that some people are attempting to drive the society, especially the youth, towards disappointment and hopelessness. The leader stressed not to be disappointed in achieving the goals and the lofty aspirations of the Islamic Revolution. He continues to stress on this point, brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the world, If you are ideologically connected with the Islamic Revolution, you ought to believe in this principle that we just explained. Don't be hopeless in acquiring those aspirations, getting to those aspirations. It is doable. With the blessing of wilaya, we can achieve it. You stay positive. But what we need to do is, in addition to just mere believing, we need to act. We need to act to propagate these principles, bring more people on board, and show the arrogant powers that we, the oppressed people, we are strong. The action piece is missing in a lot of cases, and this is something for all of us to contemplate. With this, we leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.